Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Miami UFO recorded same day as 10-foot aliens. That's correct. Miami UFO recorded same day as 10-foot aliens. Now, of course, this is all preliminary. It's just coming out, so we'll have to take this whole thing as alleged. But it makes a lot of sense to me. You can make up your own mind. We have this video. It's been linked here at 1029thebuzz.com, 1029thebuzz.com. I'll go ahead and I'll put all these links over at Ko-Fi. Thanks for the support over there and at Spotify. It really helps. And don't forget to follow and subscribe to the program. That doesn't cost anything. So what's happened is this guy's come forward and they have linked this video, which we'll take a look at in a second, telling us that the day of, that we had these 10-foot aliens recorded in Miami, or what looked like aliens to me at least, that this orb-like structure, this UFO, was filmed over Miami. A lot of people have talked about these things being, you know, released through some sort of portal, seeing UFOs, but now we have this video, and it just goes to show how these things are interconnected. I also found that while I was researching this, man, it's almost like there's a total news lockdown in this thing. They really don't want us to know what's going on. Now, this is dated February 3rd, 2024. It says, UFO spotted over Miami before mall incident. And it says, by Roman Haviland. And then it says, well, Illuminati confirmed. Let's get this out of the way first. In my house, I live alone. We are UFO family, not a UAP family. The government can take their renaming campaigns and shove it. Good for you. Now that I've said that, is this a UFO we're seeing in this video over Miami, the day of the alleged Miami Mall aliens incident later that night? Probably not. I mean, it's entirely logical that this is just a totally normal situation where a strange object was caught in the sky on the same day that 100 cops, I think it was actually a lot more than that, were called for a group of teenagers shooting fireworks and causing a disturbance at a mall in Miami where people reported seeing 10-foot tall creatures hop out of a portal. Sounds like Miami to me. Exclamation point. Anyway, this is probably fake, but hey, so was my ex, and I still believed in her. And I think he's being a little bit facetious here, but this is the video here. I'll just play a little bit of the audio here to you so you can listen to it. It's by News Updates for Real, Clint Mansell, Cronus Quartet, Las Eterna. But he's got this video. I really encourage you to watch this video. It looks like a classic orb, almost a tic-tac shape. And I'll just go ahead and play a few seconds here. It's just a very short video of his commentary on it. You can't see it, of course, but you can really get an idea what's going on by listening to him.
And we got another video. And the footage I'm about to show you was taken the day of the Miami Mall incident. This is obviously something in the sky. Make of it what you will. I will also point out, I know a lot of people have come back and said, it was just teens fighting. I think they've seen some video evidence that seems to prove that. It just seems like a whole lot of trouble for teens fighting, even if they did have fireworks. I certainly could be wrong. I was not there. Stay safe. Stay informed.
Now, that original video that I just played the audio for you, that was about a minute long, I think. I posted the link there at the Ko-Fi website. Highly recommend you check it out. I played the commentary of the fellow there at the beginning and the end of the video and cut out a little bit of the part where it was just, you know, blank out, where it was just showing this UFO. It's almost an orb or tic-tac shaped hovering there in Miami. I guess the day of, reportedly, that these two 10-foot aliens that were spotted, you know, people saying that these things emerged from a porthole, a lot of different things. We know what happened there. A bunch of kids, to begin with, showed up at the mall. Reportedly, one of them threw off a firecracker. Somebody called in a false report of a gunner, you know, someone shooting at will. You had 300, I believe, police cars show up, officers standing, getting out of their guns, one of them at least wading into the crowd with a high-powered rifle. We talked about that. You can go back and listen to the podcast again. My opinion, a huge over-response to some obnoxious kids. We've seen the kids coming out of the mall. Maybe their only crime was being loud. I don't know. I didn't see any reports of theft. I have not seen one video of a fight. They kept reporting it as a fight. I have not seen one video of looting, okay? I have not seen one video showing that it was a street takeover. All we know so far is that there were reportedly 45 or 50 teenagers showed up at this mall, and then someone threw a firecracker off. Sometimes kids do stupid things like that, and these kids, they thought, wow, must be a mass shooting. I mean, how can you blame a kid today for thinking that? And they come running out of the mall. Well, they come running out of the mall to be greeted by an encirclement of police vehicles and officers carrying high-powered rifles. Now, does that seem smart to you? I mean, if the cops thought that there was a gunner on the loose inside, why didn't they go ahead and send a SWAT team in to get this guy? But no, that's not how we do things in America. When we have a armed gunman inside killing people, the best thing to do is to just circle the place and let the guy finish his work and prevent people from leaving and prevent people from going in. And I'm sorry if you're a cop, but that's what I've seen happen too many times, and it needs to stop. These things need to be approached with common sense and courage, and they're not being. So I'm a little irritated by all these reports that police showed up to quell teen riot. Nonsense. There was no riot. As far as I know, not a single person was charged with rioting. Not a single person was charged with shoplifting. If somebody was, please let me know in the comments. Now, there were reports that somebody had cornered a store clerk. I don't know. Haven't seen anybody arrested for that. Haven't even seen someone arrested for throwing off the fireworks. And where's the video? I seen on Reddit. Somebody said, doesn't that mall have cameras? So please, police, show us the cameras. But just like with the UFOs shot down a year ago over Alaska, the Yukon, and Lake Huron, you can't see the camera work. You don't get to see that. We're going to keep that in a file somewhere for the deep state to look at for a long, long time. And just like some of the other things floating around, maybe we'll tell you in 75 years, or maybe not. Anyway, the article starts off. Now, this is a typical debunking article, and this is what I want you to look around for. It comes from the Smoking Signal, thesmokesignal.com. Reports of aliens at Miami Mall debunked by police. Trevor Hamilton, staff writer. You have to wonder who's paying these guys, because it's not behind a paywall, and who would pay to read this stuff? January 30th, 2024, hysteria overtook the Bayside marketplace in Miami, Florida, January 1st, with reports of a large police response and videos showing supposed aliens surface in the fall days after the incident. According to the Miami Police Department, that night, there was a group of almost 50 teenagers causing a riot at the mall. Okay, police department, if they were causing a riot, which ones were arrested for rioting? As far as I know, none were. The panic is credited to fireworks set off by teens and a following brawl, which is reported to have occurred. Now, we know that a couple of these jugheads assaulted somebody they had a conflict with over a parking space or something. It was unrelated to what actually happened in the mall. Two kids that were in that mall came out. I don't know if they bumped into somebody's car or something. The guy gets out of the car. He's like, hey, what are you doing? And one of the kids shoved him or punched him or something. I don't even think it was a serious assault. I think it was a simple assault. So it doesn't sound like anybody had to go to the hospital. Nobody had a broken nose, nothing like that. A scuffle. The panic is credited to fireworks set off by the teens and following a brawl, following a scuffle, which is reported to have occurred. So you see what they're doing there? They're inflating what happened. They're exaggerating to the point that it's not even true. A riot didn't happen. Apparently, some jughead did throw off a firecracker. And the kids, being kids in 2024, had every right to assume that a mass shooting was underway. So they got out of there in a hurry. Fleeing in panic is not a riot. It's just fleeing in panic. Days after the... But you know what is kind of a riot? It's 300 cops cars showing up. Amazingly enough, just as the kids are leaving. Yeah, armed with high-powered rifles. That's smart. Days after the incident, a social media frenzy set apps like TikTok and Instagram abuzz with misinformation and rumors. It's like they get these phrases out of a CIA playbook. While most posts on the aliens were lighthearted or memes, the rapid spread of misinformation online turned the riot into the somewhat infamous Miami Mall aliens incident. The more negative posts related to the incident with harmful theories that were backed by little to no evidence overpowered the lighthearted ones. However, the Miami Police Department quickly responded when questioned by NBC on their response to the mall. There were no aliens, no airports were closed, nothing is being withheld from the public, said Michael Vega, the police department's information officer. All of this comes after further theories directed toward the police department claiming that their response to the scene was too large for a riot of teenagers. Many theorists online are still doubtful despite police reports. Well, I don't know. When you call every single car to the mall because of some loud teenagers. Now, maybe somebody reported that there was a person loose with a firearm in there. I could believe that the police got some kind of a shooter on the loose report and decided, instead of thoughtfully going into that mall quietly, unobserved, with a SWAT team and taking out the shooter, they decided that the fun thing to do would just be to drive every police car to the mall, step out with high-powered rifles, and see what happens as 50 or 60 teenage kids come fleeing out in panic. That would make more sense to me. Thankfully, no one was hurt following the incident at the mall. Yes, thankfully, the cops didn't shoot anybody. However, the event should serve as an important reminder of how quickly misinformation is able to spread and become the truth, quote-unquote, online. Boy, you have to wonder, who pays this guy to write this? It says, Trevor Hamilton is a 17-year-old Hart High senior. This is his first year a part of the smoke signal. He is a staff writer. Well, that's awesome, guys. You're hiring high school kids to write your stuff, and it looks like you're having them write your stuff with talking points directly from the CIA. I would encourage Trevor, this 17-year-old young man, to take a look at some other off-the-radar news reports. Maybe watch a little Russell Brand. Maybe, maybe that should be a little bit central enough for him. There's a bunch of good stuff out there. Lots of open-minded, intelligent people that haven't been poisoned by the deep state. And hopefully, this young fellow that wrote this article can have his mind saved before it's completely contaminated with this sort of CIA nonsense and talking points. Not one thing in this article is open-minded or investigative. It simply wants to engage in nothing but debunking. Sad to see that they get to these people when they're this young. What actually happened at that mall, as we said, 50 or so teenagers show up doing what teenagers would do on a nice night in Miami, out running around, probably being in the way. And were they loud? Maybe. Did they annoy some people? Probably. Is that against the law? I don't know. Well, one of those teenagers or someone associated with them or someone that maybe didn't like him threw off a firecracker. Did anybody get hurt? No. So what happened from there? Well, two reactions. The kids run in panic outside. Well, they looked from the pictures like a lot of those kids might have lived in areas where the crime was a little higher than the areas where some of us live at. So their instincts kicked in when they heard what could have been gunfire and they left. But worse than that, somebody in the mall reportedly called the police that there was a shooter on the loose. Did they see someone shooting? Obviously not, but they assumed somebody was shooting. So they did something worse than running in panic. They pulled the fire alarm. And what did the police do? They directed every single cop car in the city to the mall. Which, what did that do? Well, it made those guys feel real tough, like they were Starsky and Hutch or something, but it left the rest of the city unprotected. I guess if you can assume they're protecting anybody to begin with. And they showed up, and we have reports of one of the cops wading into the crowd of kids with a high-powered rifle. We have reports of other cops, multiple cops, stepping outside of their cars, displaying their arms. Yes, quite a sight for sore eyes if you're a teenager trying to escape what you think might be a mass shooter. You run outside and you see potentially more mass shooters. The whole thing was just a mess, a Keystone Cop incident. And then later on, the 10-foot alien videos show up. Two totally unrelated incidents, in my opinion. But the Miami police feel obliged to debunk the whole thing. And remember what happened with their communications officer, how he came out with the little toy alien, kind of like Fife Symington did, tried to make a big joke of it, talking down to us, trying to deperson us. We're not the ones that are of the limited intellect here. We're not the ones that sent every car in the city to a mall. to intercept a bunch of panicked kids with high-powered rifles. That's the dumb move, in my opinion, sending 300 cops to a mall where you have 50 or so kids running outside panic-stricken and having them come face-to-face with 300 armed police officers ready for battle. These kids were labeled rioters. They were labeled troublemakers. Yes, so they sent 300 armed cops. And what were these kids? Oh, I don't know, 50 or so loud teenagers running out of the mall because a firecracker went off and they thought they were being shot at? Did they deserve that response? Honestly? There's no evidence of rioting. There's no evidence of any property being destroyed. There's not a single stitch of evidence of even a nickel's worth of stuff being shoplifted. Nobody being assaulted other than these two idiots that apparently shoved or pushed a guy that they got into a confrontation with about his car. Totally separate situation. You see how they're trying to mold the story and how they're trying to inflate a division in this country? That's their debunking effort right there. They're going at it hard and heavy, and they're so desperate they're using high school kids to bring it to you. Now, I want to go ahead and take a look at this next article here from the Miami Herald. This is the MiamiHerald.com. Florida members of Congress say federal government is withholding UFO information. Well, if the federal government's withholding it, don't you think the police department is on the same orders to withhold it? We've seen this article before, November 30th, 2023, and we'll go through the whole thing. It says, U.S. Representative Anna Paulina Luna and a bipartisan group of lawmakers are demanding federal officials provide more information about unidentified flying objects during a Thursday news conference. Luna said federal officials have refused to allow them to see classified documents on UFOs, also known as UAP, blah, blah. Despite whistleblowers coming forward with information claiming that the government has recovered such objects, it has become very clear and evident that there is an apparent attempt, an orchestrated attempt, to deny us access, Luna said. Luna, a St. Petersburg Republican, who serves on the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, on the committee that's in charge of oversight and accountability of the people who cannot account for $1.55 trillion. That's according to Barry Sanders and Chuck Grassley. You can go back on my podcast and find all the sources. The Defense Department has been audited and is unable to account for half of their resources, approximately $9,000 per taxpayer, as I said. You can do the math. It goes on and says, Luna, a St. Petersburg Republican who serves on the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, said she and other members of Congress have been denied information because they don't have property security clearances. Well, how are they supposed to make these guys accountable if they can't even see what they're trying to count? If we do not have the clearance, who does, she said. Good question, Ms. Luna. Luna and fellow Florida Republicans Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican, and Gerald Masaskiewicz, a Democrat, urged congressional colleagues to pass an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act to require the Department of Defense to automatically declassify records relating to public known sightings. Well, we know what happened to that. They found a couple reps that they owned, and they said, go pound sand. Go pound sand. We're not accountable to anybody. They're obviously not accountable to anybody. $1.55 trillion and nothing happens to these guys. Nothing happens. It's frustrating. Now, going back a little bit to this video, just to remind you what happened. We've been over this. Video showing alien at Miami Mall sparks claims of evasion. So even though the police want to deny this, even though the federal government won't even give Florida representatives, or any of us for that matter, the information that we're asking for UFOs, they just want to keep us totally in the dark. People still have cell phone cameras, and they're still recording this stuff, just like the video that just now came out of the UFO over Miami the day of this sighting. Somebody filmed these aliens or whatever they are. Who knows? An amateur video circulating online purportedly showing an alien at Miami Mall sent social media in the United States into a frenzy last week. This is January 8th. The video showed a figure that was at least 2.4 meters tall, that's 10 foot about, strolling outside the Bayside Marketplace shopping center. It sparked claims on social media that aliens had landed on Earth. The truth, however, was far more down to earth, according to the police department. There you go, appeal to authority. Now, did this writer, did they call one single person down there in Miami? Did they make any effort to contact someone on social media? No. They went direct to the police department, the guy with the toy alien. On January 5th, they released a video on Instagram to debunk the rumors. Yeah, they released a video to deperson, okay, and humiliate anybody who saw this thing and was like, wow, what's that? Quote, there were no aliens, UFOs, or ETs. No airports were closed, no power outages, the police told Forbes magazine in an email. A classic thing they do here is they repeat the truth, aliens filmed, UFO seen, and then they add in a couple lies, airport closed, power outages, blah, blah, blah. So they exaggerate, they make up their own story and they exaggerate it. And then they try to pass that off as the original story. It's called spoiling the pot. It's not going to work with us. We're more advanced than that. The initial video that sparked the extraterrestrial buzz surfaced on January 1st, according to the several U.S. media outlets. On New Year's Day, 9/11 callers reported hearing what they thought were gunshots at a mall, according to a report in the Miami Herald. Yeah, you got a bunch of kids walking around the mall, and so some jackwagon gets on there. They hear a firecracker go off, and shots fired. Okay, boom, fire alarm pulled. It turned out to be a group of around 50 teenagers shooting off fireworks at people, the police said, adding that some looting had also occurred. Got to spoil the pot some more. 50 teenagers shooting fireworks at people. Well, from everything we've read, it was a couple of fireworks went off. Someone might have thrown a firecracker into a crowd. That's the person you want to get a hold of. Then it says some looting had also occurred. Have not seen one instance of any visual evidence of that. And how often have you seen some looting occur? Look, when a crowd goes crazy and they're looting, they pretty much just take everything. It's not some looting. So they make this broad accusation, but wow, nobody's been arrested for it. Like I said, doesn't that mall have cameras? The police then called a citywide emergency because the officers already at the scene were unable to control the situation. That sounds like a downright lie to me. Who was at the scene? That's new. That's some good writing there. Who was at the scene? They called in the entire police force. I think it was like 300 cars or something. Look at the pictures. They're completely surrounding the place with cops holding firearms. Four teenagers were eventually arrested. Well, yeah, we know. A couple of them, probably at least two, were the ones that were involved in the scuffle with the guy outside the mall. However, there were no immediate answers about what had triggered the large police presence. Well, one of two things. Either this jackwagon who called in the shots fired report, that would be enough to trigger a large response, or maybe someone had already seen the aliens. We don't know. But it seems to me if somebody would have reported the aliens, I don't know, the cops might have went the other way. I'm not sure they would have showed up with guns in hand. The way they responded to this thing was the way they respond to most situations when there's a hostage-type shooting where they've got the shooters like inside the building killing people. Usually the cops will show up, surround the building, prevent anybody from going inside, let the shooter do his business, and then after it's all said and done, then go in and clean up. Well, have somebody else clean up. That's a typical response to mass shooter. You really, once in a while, one brave cop will break through, like in Uvalde, where I think there was a cop, he had a kid in there. Also, there was a woman, I think, who broke through police lines and got her kids out while police arrested other people for trying to get in and get their kids. Pretty sick, actually. So this looks to me like the cops were responding to a potential mass shooting, doing what they do best, and that is keeping other people from helping. They didn't send a SWAT team in to take out the shooter. If they thought there was a shooter inside the building, I mean, the intelligent, competent thing would be to send in a SWAT team to target the shooter, not target the 50 kids running out of the building. It says then, adding to the lack of information was the amateur video posted online was suggested a big creature could be seen in front of the entrance to the mall, CBS News reported. Yeah, don't look at the alien. Yes, adding to the lack of information. Well, how does adding information add to the lack of information? How does adding information add to the lack of information? They lie straight to your face and smile while they're doing it. So someone posted a video and says, wow, well, that was all going on over there. Look what was going on over here. Now, like I said, I think probably both unrelated just happened to be there. Maybe these things like trauma, I don't know. Then it's got a picture of the cop here with his toy alien, or his, the kind of animation of a toy alien or something. He thinks that he's Governor Symington, and he's going to make fun of people for reporting these things. To me, the cops were lucky that the aliens showed up, because what people should have been saying was, why did you guys send, was it 100 or 300 police cars to this mall with armed officers wading into the crowd of 50 scared kids? Why would you do that? If you thought it was a mass shooter on the loose, why didn't you send in the SWAT team to take care of the mass shooter? That's the question that needs to be asked. So they are trying to cover their incompetence up by pointing to us and saying that we are incompetent because we're curious about a video of 10-foot aliens that was posted on social media. Now tell me who the dummy is. I know it's not me. Now, just to finish this up, this is the kind of problems that Miami has, besides loud kids in a mall and firecrackers going off. This is from February 1st, 2024. Conservation volunteers traveled to the Keys expecting to clean up trash. They found cocaine. The article goes on and says here, in the months after Hurricane Irma devastated the Florida Keys, the Contra Republic Marine Army launched as a nonprofit that aimed to help clean up the massive amount of debris that ended up washing and blowing away from people's homes, yards, and businesses, and into the sea during the powerful September 2017 storm. Everything from boats to cars to refrigerators to hot tubs found its way into the ocean. Florida Bay and Gulf of Mexico in Irma's aftermath, and much of that remains in the mangroves to this day. Compounded by litter unintentionally and intentionally discarded, the Conch Republic Marine Army and its volunteers have removed hundreds of tons of trash and other debris from the mangroves and near offshore waters since the nonprofit began 7 years ago. On Monday, 10 high school students volunteering with them discovered something while scouring the shores of Big Pine Key that will likely make up their trip from Missouri to the Keys, something they'll never forget. Along with 346 pounds of trash, they also fished out a brick of cocaine coming in at just over a kilogram. And of course, they have some police officers there with these wonderful young high school kids displaying, they don't have the cocaine there, but they're talking about the cocaine they found. Yes, I think that Miami and the rest of Florida's police officers have better things to do than make fun of people who may have seen a UFO or a alien. Believe it or not, they've got a big problem with human trafficking. Now, if we go to yahoo.com, and I'll have the link there, it says, the states with the highest human trafficking activity recorded include California, Texas, and Florida. Numerous lawsuits have been filed against major hotel chains such as Marriott, Hilton Worldwide, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for ignoring the many signs of human trafficking. Some banks accused of this crime include J.P. Morgan, Chase, Deutsche Bank, and Allegheny, I guess it's DB, due to weak international controls. And then it goes on and explains how the banks are involved, how the motels are involved. And it turns out that Florida seems to be number three on the list. Anyway, it's quite a long article. The point is this. Florida and Miami have problems. Problems with drugs. So many of them, they're washing up on the shores. Problems with human trafficking. So many of them that even Yahoo's talking about it. And I'm sure lots and lots of other crime problems. So why did they feel the need to send every cop in the city to a mall because of some loud kids who threw off some firecrackers? Why do they feel the need to surround that mall with, I don't know, 300 armed officers or so? Why do they feel the need to come out and debunk anybody who saw a video of what appears to be two 10-foot aliens walking the next day? And why do we see debunking articles appear within a day or so after this new UFO recorded over Miami the day of the sighting of these two aliens walking about comes out. It almost seems like a concerted effort on all fronts to deperson the people that simply ask questions about this stuff. People asking simple questions about a video they see. The cops forming up in phalanx, not only to threaten these kids rushing out of the mall, but to threaten our free speech, it seems. And in the very place where they have huge problems with drugs and human trafficking and all sorts of crime, they're able to take the time to make fun of you and I for simply asking questions about UFOs. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.